Let's start, as we always do, on the third week of the month by welcoming our author of the month. And for December, we're joining words and music together as we welcome internationally best-selling novelist, crime writer and screenwriter Peter May. Peter has sold 16 million copies of his books worldwide, with series such as the China Thrillers and the Lewis Trilogy. But he's now entered the recording studio for the first time to produce his first album. It's called Towards the Light. Let's blend music and words as we welcome Peter May to the programme. Peter, welcome to Community Connections.
Hi there, Andrew. Delighted to be joining you today.
We're joining across the miles because you're in the southwest of France. So music, Peter, was actually your first love before writing.
Pretty much, yes. My parents sent me to piano lessons when I was about five. And I hated it, you know, sitting in cold front rooms, practicing scales, when all your pals are out playing football. It didn't really do it for me at the time, you know, and I stuck it for about 4 or 5 years and I eventually insisted I want to give this up. This is, I have to say, mid to late 50s, early 60s. Much to my parents' disappointed, I stopped the lessons, and then I heard the Beatles, and it totally turned my life around. You know, I just suddenly I wanted to play music. I wanted to make music. Unfortunately, I did have those years of learning the piano behind me, so it gave me a solid foundation for building on.
When did your love of music change into a love of words for writing novels?
There was a kind of transition period. My first group started when I was about 11 years old. We were called the Aristocrats with a K. We were very young, and we were just doing all the cover songs of the 60s. And we started playing gigs, and it became a kind of obsession, and it grew all through my teen years until I was playing keyboards in a band that was billed Scotland's top soul band, and we were playing 4 or 5 nights a week all over Scotland, north of England, and I was missing days at school, which led to me getting expelled and all sorts of, you know, trouble like that, which you get into as a teenager. But during that whole period, I started writing. I started to write a teenage fantasy about the group, and it was called The Aristocrats in Spain, which was kind of inspired by two Spanish girls that I'd met on holiday, you know. So there's a transition there. I started writing. I finished that first book when I was 16. And I started writing another one, you know, friends would come to the door and say, is Peter free today? Is he coming out? And my mom would say, no, he's writing a book. And their eyebrows would shoot up and they would look highly skeptical about it all. But it kind of went from, you know, the music into the writing. I never stopped playing and enjoying music, but writing became the most important thing in my life at that point.
Did you think back then that you would at some point in your life produce an album? Was it always something that you had in the back of your mind?
No, to tell you the truth, not really. At the time, you know, at the height of the band playing, I mean, we were a good band. We had a brass section. We sounded good, but it was all covers. None of us was writing music. And I figured, I had no idea whether I could do it or not. I think musically I thought, well, you know, I'm listening to people who are very, very, very talented out there, and I probably can't compete with that, so I'll stick to the writing. I guess I never really imagined it would, you know, all these years later, that I would be sitting down writing songs and recording them. No, that's something that has only crystallized with time. It was never in the, you know, in the crystal ball.
You've got another string to your bow as well. You're an award-winning television producer, and I was flabbergasted to realize you were the producer behind Take the High Road, which I remember from my youth.
Take the High Road. I was story editor and script editor on Take the High Road in the 1980s, which was a great time for me because in the 70s, I'd wanted to write, but there was no career path to creative writing. There was no creative writing courses at university or college in those days, so I became a journalist. Which was the next best thing. At least I was making a living from writing. So that's what I was doing through the 70s. And then I started writing for television and I quit newspapers in 1979, I think. And in 1980, 81, I got involved with Take the High Road. And that became my kind of life for the next 7 or 8 years. I loved it. I was absolutely absorbed by it and moved on from that into creating and producing a soap opera in the Gaelic language called Macha during the 90s, and that was a fabulous experience as well, and led, of course, 10, 12 years or so later to my writing my breakthrough book, The Black House, which was set on the Isle of Lewis, where I'd spent 5 years filming Macha.
Do you find a sense of place is really important?
Absolutely, yes. I have a very visual sense of right. Well, in everything. I mean, I guess at one point when I was young, I had thought maybe I would be a director because I saw stories in pictures. And when I started seriously writing novels, I still had pictures in my head. And so, to a large extent, what I was doing was describing the pictures that I saw that told the story. So I think, and people have said to me that there's always a very vivid sense of place in my books, and I think that is why. Of course, I also I'm obsessed with getting things right about the location, the setting of my books. So I never write about a place I haven't been to. So I've done a lot of traveling around the world for research. So that's yes, it's always been very important to me.
Let's look at the music now. The album, which has just been released, is called Towards the Light. Is there a big difference between the two styles of preparation for the two styles of writing?
Very much so, yes. I mean, to be honest, while I wanted to write and record music, I wasn't sure about my ability to write lyrics, which may seem strange, but I mean, writing lyrics is a very, very different skill from writing prose. And I wasn't at all sure about whether I could do it or not. And actually, I've been collaborating on writing with an Irish friend, poet called Dennis McCoy, who has written the lyrics for 8 out of the 11 songs on the album. And I found his lyrics quite inspiring. They sparked the music for me. I would sit down with his lyric at the keyboard, and I would muck about with chords and melodies until something started coming together. But it was the whole kind of tone of the music, the sentiment would derive from the lyrics. I also wrote three of the lyrics myself because there were things that I particularly wanted to write about. In fact, the whole album was kicked off by a song that I wrote lyrics for, as well as the music, and that all came at the same time, and it was really a kind of cathartic experience. I was writing about a very close friend, my best friend, all since we started school together, age 4, who had died 2 years previously, and it taken me maybe a couple of years to process the grief, and this was me dealing with it, was writing about it, writing about the fact that I missed him, and that It was hard to accept that he was gone, not there anymore. And that sparked off a kind of whole sense of a theme, if you like, about the whole album, which was, because I'm in my 70s now, it's about age, growing old, looking towards the end, towards the light. In fact, the title track, Towards Light, was another one I wrote the lyrics for, and that was recounting my father's experiences suffering from dementia. I looked after him during the latter years of his life, when he was suffering from dementia. And so the song was a kind of first person recounting of his experiences, which was quite, again, quite cathartic for me, getting working through a lot of the emotions and the stresses that I'd gone through in dealing with my dad. But I'd also done that in right when I was writing my books. The second of the Lewis trilogy, it's called The Lewis Man. There's a character, one of the main characters, an elderly man called Tormod, who suffers from dementia, and I used a lot of my experiences with my dad to color in that character.
Well, the album is called Towards the Light. We will play one of the tracks in a few moments' time, Peter. It was released on the 4th of December, so it's already out there. What's the best way that my listeners can listen to your music, Peter, and find out more about you?
It's been released for streaming or download on all the major platforms, from Spotify and Apple Music, right across the board, Deezer and all the other platforms. There's so many of them now, it's confusing. But it's out there so that, if you subscribe to any of these platforms, you can download or stream it. I've also made a CD which can be ordered online. There's a website that we created just for the album, and on that website, there's a link to all the streaming downloading platforms, and also a link to a free booklet that can be downloaded that tells the story behind the album and contains all the lyrics.
So then, any further information, just Google the Peter May Band, and I'm sure it'll be all over the internet before you know it. Peter May, can I thank you very much for joining us today? This is our last programme before Christmas. So can I wish you a very happy Christmas down in the southwest of France? How do you celebrate Christmas? We're asking our guests today.
I celebrate Christmas by driving. I have a little apartment down on the Mediterranean. We're going down there for Christmas, and I'll drive down on, well, I'll drive half the journey, 4 hours, on Christmas Eve. Stay overnight in Montpellier and do the Mediterranean leg another 4 hours on Christmas morning when the roads are empty. It's the best time in the world to drive.
It's a hard life driving to the Med for your Christmas celebrations. Peter May, can I thank you so much for joining us? It's been an absolute pleasure.
My pleasure too, Andrew. Thank you very much. And very Merry Christmas to all your listeners.
I used to recognize my hand when I wrote down my own name. Now the words are turned to strangers and the spelling's not the same. I fill a page or two with stuff seen through my clouded lens. But all I write is not enough and still it makes no sense. Endless night. The woman eyes of that sweet girl with whom I danced the night away in such a different world. And I'm traveling now, traveling straight towards the light. Has come to take my hand. I pull it fast away from hers, and angrily I stand. I don't know you, you don't know me, so why should I pretend? You're someone that I've ever known, not even as a friend. A young man comes and sits with me, takes my hand to squeeze. I feel his warmth reach through the cold, never wanting him to leave. But as I feel him slip away, I know our time is done. I call out to him in the dark.